Right now it's 8:41 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. And we had the story about an hour ago that that brand new music venue in Irving, the Irving Music Factory Pavilion, which was going to open tonight with the Dave Chappelle show, had to cancel. The Chappelle shows, the Brad Paisley show, the Jeff Foxworthy show, all of their shows this weekend because construction wasn't finished. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the official contractor of our show, and he was also in charge of that project at the Irving Music Factory, Randy Cody. Hi, Randy.
How you fellas doing this morning there?
Well, we're okay. How are you doing?
Man, I ain't good. I'm up to my ass in alligators out here, spread all over the Metroplex. I got a kitchen remodel in Frisco that I'm trying to get done. I got a stand-up bath installation in Euless. And I got that damn Music Factory Pavilion thing there in Irving. And that one has just gone off the rails on me.
Yeah, it sounds like you're running behind there for sure.
Oh, I swear, George, I ain't had a punch list that long since I scored last year's fight night for you guys.
Yeah, we got that tonight, as a matter of fact.
Is that right? Yeah. Tell me the truth. Tell you what.
Well, what do you got to get done before you can open it?
Oh, George, I'm so covered up on that thing. I got several problems with some subs out there.
Uh-huh.
I got a frame carpenter that built that stage using quarter-inch plywood instead of 5/8.
Oh.
I was like, what kind of idiot builds with a quarter-inch plywood? I stepped and fell right through it first time I stepped on it.
Well, it's hard to get good subs these days.
What's that?
I said it's hard to get good subs, subcontractors.
All right, then. That's what I thought you said. Well, you know, he fixed it for me and everything, but then I got up on the stage and not one of them electrical outlets worked.
Oh, man.
I called that electrician back in. I called him back over, and I said, I tell you what, I told you right now you're going to run 12-2 with ground with a Cutler Hammer CH line load center. And you know what he done? He run 14-2, and he used an old Federal Pacific stab lock that he pulled out of an old Fox and Jacob. You guys believe that?
No.
Who does that?
I can't believe that.
Dumbass. Complete dumbass move right there.
So that set you back.
Yeah, and I've got a sheetrocker that's about the worst I ever seen. Dumber than a box of dirt. And I told him I wanted the whole thing done in orange peel. Orange peel or medium drag. Your choice. I don't care.
Right.
Just something that ain't going to show a whole lot of imperfections. Well, I'll be darned if he didn't do the whole entire place in crow's feet.
Oh, no.
Can you believe that? I got to float all them walls again now. And he also bought me, you know, he bought some bare one-coat marquee semi-gloss like I told him to for the trim. And then he goes and he cuts it with some SW flat white thinking that's going to get him close to eggshell. What a dumbass.
So you going to get it ready for ZZ Top? You think it's going to be ready by then?
Yeah, I got to get it ready for ZZ Top. You know, big problem on this deal, and I hope I ain't going to sound like I'm sexist or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Problem is, Irving done had two mayors on this project.
They did?
Yeah, and the man they got now, he's easy enough to work with, but that former mayor, Beth is her name, she coming here, she's still on the project because she was part of the planning.
Uh-huh.
She coming here, she changes every decision that boy makes.
Oh, man, I've
heard
of
that. She doesn't like the sconces he picked out. She wants to know if we can move a load-bearing wall because she got a buffet table that fit perfectly right there. She done put us 6 weeks behind. She changes her mind on colors every 4 hours. I swear to God, I painted every single wall in that complex 7 times over, and we ain't even open yet.
Such a waste of time.
She gone through, let me tell you, Junior, she gone through 15 shades of green for the green room since last week.
Oh, God.
Just settle on one.
I keep telling her, Beth, green rooms ain't green. That's just what you call them. She ain't listening to me. She got to find the perfect hunter green. She out there looking for it. Mm-hmm. I got a whole crew just to work on that room alone.
Oh, man.
And we still swapping out doors. She coming here. She don't like the hollow core doors he'd chosen. You know, he's trying to save a little money.
Sure.
And they just paint grade, you know, slab doors. She come in. She wants solid core 6-panel doors and wants them all to be pocket doors.
Oh, pocket doors.
Yeah, and I say, Beth, you can't do that. I got to reframe the whole opening. You don't listen to me.
No.
It's women's. It's women's.
Well, you hate
they'll
to say that.
Every time they'll put you behind. She got me putting up shiplap in half the stadium, too.
Shiplap? I wouldn't
shiplap.
Think that would
be a... Shiplap. Done in shiplap. Whole finish this, whole finish that. Granite countertops. I'm saying a musician, he don't care to give a damn about granite countertops.
Right.
He just wants someplace to set his whiskey. You guys going to be out there fight night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there tonight.
I tell you what, if you got room for one more fight on that thing, let me come out there with my sheet rocker. I want to take his ass for about three rounds.
Yeah, it sounds like you got some frustration you want to get rid of, so come on out.
I got to get out of here. I got a microwave that these guys plugged into the rock. Hey, amigo, get that thing out of there. They plugged in the wrong outlet. I got to get on.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Randy Cody, very busy man.